How can quilting interpret history and document community identity? Next summer, the Ward Museum of Wildfowl Art at Salisbury University will host an exhibit featuring documentary quilts by Dr. Joan Gaither. The Maryland Heritage Award winner will also lead quilting workshops for Eastern Shore residents. The quilts made in these workshops will also be included in the exhibit. Jackson Medell, curator and folklorist at the Ward Museum, tells us more.
Dr. Gaither's story quilts cover a wide range of subjects in Maryland and the larger Chesapeake region, documenting Black watermen of the Chesapeake, segregation in Maryland, and the lives and impact of historical Black leaders. Her story quilts are born of African American tradition, with strong roots in the Baltimore area and elsewhere on Maryland's western shore. Story quilts, which include documentary and community quilts, use a variety of materials and textures to tell a story. At their core, they are handmade blankets, but story quilts go much farther than this. Story quilts are not just art, nor are they simple utilitarian objects. They act simultaneously as presenters and interpreters. In this way, they act much like books and lectures. They convey information that is important for carrying or passing on the memories, experiences, heritage, and identities of their makers. Dr. Gaither's story quilts are exemplary of the story quilt tradition and have been recognized for their excellence in a number of ways. Dr. Gaither creates pieces of art that reflect a community's identity and sense of self, but she also creates works that inspect and interpret community identity, historical people and moments, and the world and situation in which they were created. This project directly engages the community in the story quilting tradition through the workshop series and the gallery exhibit. In the workshop series, Dr. Gaither will guide community members and stakeholders through the process of creating their own quilts and quilt squares with an emphasis on telling stories that reflect both the past and the present of their homes and fellows. The workshops will be accompanied by an interpretive guide and workbook that will serve as both a tool for gallery interpretation and a longer-lived guide for people interested in this art form. These community creations will then be integrated into the gallery exhibit at the Ward Museum in the summer of 2020. The exhibit will focus on Dr. Gaither's My America series, as well as a variety of other socially oriented quilts that will be enhanced by the addition of Eastern Shore community-created pieces. Dr. Gaither's work and the Community Story Quilts Project are about presenting the life and history of communities while interrogating the meaning of them and the challenges they face. Story quilts put the powers of representation and interpretation into the hands of community members, empowering them to use this tool to tell their own stories using their own aesthetics.
Both the exhibit and the workshops are funded with a grant from Maryland Humanities. Visit wardmuseum.org for more information about the upcoming workshops and exhibit. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.